All right. So we are going to go to an interview now that we did a couple of weeks ago with, hold on, I got to write my notes here. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, NVBDC is one of our major sponsors of the program. And that's the Natural Veterans. Oh, I got to find that again because I always mess up their acronym here. All right. So that's National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC. And as part of their sponsorship, we highlight a member of their organization every month. And the idea here is we're going to be interviewing Bill Nelson. And Bill is a Vietnam combat veteran, and he served with the 101st Airborne Division. He is current chairman and CEO of 11 Bravo Enterprise. For all you infantry out there, you probably know what that is. And he was a former chairman and CEO of HBO. This is a very successful veteran. So I'm really excited to hear this interview. This was done by Jim Falzone last week. And so we're going to play that right now. And we will be back at the end of the interview. So, Derek, go.
Welcome. I am Jim Falzone, and this is Veterans Radio's Spotlight on National Veteran Business Development Council, our monthly spotlight with NVBDC.org. Veterans Radio America has a partnership with NVBDC, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses of really all sizes. It's a 501c3 nonprofit established in 2013. It addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses in the government and commercial or corporate marketplace. NVBDC administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities seeking to utilize certified SD and VOBDs. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Bill Nelson, who is on the NVBDC Advisory Board. Bill, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Jim, thank you so much for inviting me to your show. It's a true pleasure to join you and your audience.
Well, we always like to get different perspectives on things relative to veteran-owned businesses and certifications. And let me start by pointing out that Bill served his Uncle Sam in the U.S. Army and spent a little vacation time in Vietnam. We'll talk about that a little later. But he came back and picked up his BBA degree in accounting and finance and an MBA as well. He went on to work at Time Inc. and ultimately at Home Box Office Inc., or HBO as we all know it, becoming the HBO chief executive officer, CEO, and retiring there after a long stint in September of 2012. But Bill, we're going to talk initially about the National Veteran Business Development Council and your involvement on its advisory board, how you got involved, what your involvement entails, that sort of thing. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, you know, as you mentioned, the National Veterans Business Development Council is a rigorous and credible third-party VOB certifying entity that, you know, meets the very difficult and demanding corporate standards. So I met Keith King, who is the founder and CEO of the NVBDC. It received its IRS status in 2014. But I knew Keith way before then. He was an officer at Vietnam Veterans of America, and I used to go out to the national conventions while I was with HBO, and you know, we used to showcase some of our shows about the military, and also hand out some of the DVDs to everyone present. And we became really close friends, and you know, both Vietnam vets and VVA members. So, you know, Keith approached me and basically told me of, you know, what his idea was. And I thought, wow, that's you know, that's an important thing to have VOBs be certified so that corporations looking to use them can easily reach out and do business with them. So, you know, I was really happy through Keith to get involved with the NVBDC.
Well, as somebody who sat at the top of a very large public company Was it your experience that other similarly situated CEOs were also looking for, hey, I'd like to get more veteran businesses involved, but I want to make sure that they're legit?
Yeah, I think that's the correct way to phrase it, is that many corporations, had a sense that veterans returning from service, no matter where or when, basically needed to find a transitioning into civilian employment. And there are great qualities, obviously, that you pick up in the service and great skills. And I think that a lot of those managers of those civilian businesses said, hey, you know, let me reach out to these VOBs and, see what they have to offer. And clearly one of the main things that they want to make sure of is that it is run by a eligible veteran, so to speak. And not only is it owned by an eligible veteran, but also that it is actually operated by that veteran. Because, you know, there were cases where, you know, some entities said, hey, I'm going to hire a veteran as kind of a face forward for this corporation who has no input or management skills and try and hold myself out as a VOB. And I think many corporations found that and were extremely disappointed. So they certainly desired to make sure that if they were going to engage with a VOB, that it was, in fact, just that.
Well, I think one of the things that you probably experienced in that private sector work that you did so successfully is that most corporations, while they want to help veterans, they have no real way to screen or understand whether or not this is an appropriate veteran-owned and operated organization. And that's really what NVBDC does. It comes in and applies a pretty rigorous analysis. As you've seen this in action, do you feel it meets the needs of the business and corporate community?
Yeah, I mean, we have been told so by major corporations who were looking to use VOBs. And the National Veterans Business Development Council basically is, the as you said, the leading VOB certifying entity and the only one accepted by the billion-dollar roundtable members. And that's a group of corporations whose market cap is in excess of $1 billion, who are focused on supplier diversity, including VOBs. And they, you know, they include AT&T and Apple and Avis and Bank of America and IBM and CVS and Ford. And I could just keep going on. It's a big list. And they basically are the ones who said, look, you know, we want to hire VOBs, but we want to make sure that they are, in fact, what they say they are. And so when the National Veterans Business Development Council, you know, Keith's idea, he birthed that and staffed it with a very powerful staff, stepped forward, they ran to it. I mean, Keith has, through the National Veterans Business Development Council, over 100 plus major corporate members who are, quote, partners that represent, I think, something like $2 billion in supplier diversity contracts. So this is really big business, and it's very important, for those VOBs. And I think the National Veterans Business Development Council is doing just a wonderful service.
We're talking to Bill Nelson, who's a media executive and Vietnam veteran and advisory board member for NVBDC.org. And we're talking about the importance of being certified from the corporate end of it. But I think you alluded to it, Bill. It also creates opportunity for the business, doesn't it?
Yes. Look, it creates opportunity on both sides. It creates opportunity for the VOB in that whatever their skill set is and whatever the corporation is looking for, that's one of the things that the National Veterans Business Development Council does as well, besides certifying, is it actually does a hosting and networking with the corporate partners who are looking to hire VOBs, and certainly VOBs who are looking to be used. And so, it's a benefit on both sides. And I think it actually raises the output of not only the VOB, but of the employing corporation as well. Look, we all learn from those who we deal with. And I think that the skills that are learned through the military and the technology that you're capable of doing really empowers those VOBs. And I think in certain cases above just normal civilian suppliers. So in those cases, not only is the VOB successful, but the employing corporation is learning things that they might not otherwise learn. So it's really a plus on both sides.
Okay, that was Jim Falzone interviewing, doing our NVBD business interview for the month. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Eric Fretz for being on our program today and Susan Combs. It was great having them both on. I want to encourage you to turn in next week, which are going to be our monthly benefits program. So if you have any questions about benefits for us, tune in next week at the same time, and we will answer those questions for you on the air. Send me an email, a text, whatever it takes, and we will find out the answer. So until next week, this is Dale Thronberry for Veterans Radio, and you are dismissed.